Absolutely. All right.
Okay. I'm dial setting up the time.
Perfect. We are on the Microsoft campus, actually standing on the soccer field across from where Michael and I's office actually happens to be in Building 24. If I point that way, Building 33 or the conference center is actually where we're going to have PDC. It's on the other side of this event that's being set up for the ship party, really, for Windows Phone 7. So that's what's going on behind us. Lots of activity kind of in the background.
And that's where the tent will be for lunch and other activities for PDC.
Absolutely. And our Ask the Experts will actually be in a heated tent, if I remember properly. So
heated
pretty
tent.
Interesting.
Yep.
So I want to start off with some questions we've gotten from Twitter. Everybody who's sending in questions, we love the questions, love to answer them. I'll start out here from Mossy Blog. PDC 09 was all Silverlight 4. PDC 10 will be all HTML5 is what I heard. Every year, last year's toy abandoned for this year's. Ouch. I don't know if I'd say abandoned, but I will say the number one reason people tell us they attend PDC and a lot of our events, 88% as a matter of fact, to learn about new products and technologies. PDC is all about the future. We're always going to talk about the future products and technologies. That's what our attendees want to hear about. So absolutely.
As the person who picked the content last year, I don't know I'd agree that everything was Silverlight 4 last year.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Lots of diversity in the content.
Lots of stuff, yep.
Dimitri Canis, if I'm saying that right, in regards to the keynote, is seating first come, first serve? Absolutely. So you're going to want to get there early, get in the line, and make sure you get a good seat. Another logistical question from RD3D. What level of connectivity, meaning Wi-Fi or on-site PCs, will there be available? So there's a couple PCs, I think, scattered throughout the convention center. Not very many of them.
Yep.
But Wi-Fi is everywhere. Matter of fact, it's all over campus. But we do have Wi-Fi set up specifically for attendees at the PDC. So as long as you have Wi-Fi, you're good to go there. RD3D also asks, are there any events beyond the 2 days that we should be thinking about? There certainly are events in the plans. I'd say watch the website, subscribe to the email newsletter, and of course follow the Twitter account. And I think now we're going to start getting into some questions that maybe,
maybe
you
want to plan to stay here for the weekend. A lovely city. There's going to be stuff going on.
Lots of stuff to do.
Don't rush to go home.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'll pick one more here. S. Bisson, I think is how you say it. A visit to Dick's Drive-In, which is a local favorite. Apparently, they're one of the better Seattle burger experiences. So we've kind of taken that idea, and we'll start it on the next show. We'll get people who are part of the core team to come on and talk about kind of their local favorites and things you want to do maybe while you're in town. So here's a question for Michael Sussman, who's joining us on the show here. General question about OData feed for PDC sessions. Basically, is there going to be an OData feed for the sessions we
Absolutely.
Publish?
We've done it in the past, and when we publish the sessions, we'll have the OData live, the OData feed live as part of that.
So if you want to
so
code
you get
against
all
it?
The data, you'll get all the session data, same thing as we've seen in the past. You can code against it, and we definitely encourage that.
So I could kind of build my own session browser if I wanted to.
Absolutely.
It's all that data.
Yep.
That's great. Here's one you're going to like. As a matter of fact, there's like four versions of this. Here's one from Chief.
We've heard this before.
Chief 7. Now, come on. You know this is a surprise. When will the session list be available? Why does it take so long?
It take long. It takes exactly the right amount of time.
Is this the wizard thing? The wizard shows up right when he
exactly,
should?
Yeah, exactly okay. when uh-huh. he should. And we know people always want session information. They always want it earlier than we can get it out. It's a difficult process of making sure we get the right content for the event, and we definitely publish it as quickly as we can. We know people want to see it. Stay tuned to the website. We'll be publishing it fairly soon.
And one of the biggest pieces of feedback, and I know you're aware of this, is that, you know, I'd love the session list earlier.
Yep.
Please give it to me earlier seems to be the consistent feedback. Yep. And there's this tension between providing it too early or providing it too late.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that. I mean, what does it take to find the right tune
well,
of content?
Well, it's a fairly complex and long involved process. We have a content team that I work with that actually engages everyone across all of Microsoft, all the product groups, all of the products and services and technologies. We have to cover all of them, figure out what each group wants to say, has available to say. As you said, it's a futures event, so it's not just what are they saying about things that are released, but what do they want to say about their future technologies. We have to gather all that together, and then within the session budget allotment, figure out exactly what can be fit in and what to say. That's not an easy process. We do it as quickly as we can, and we try to get it right. Once we publish the sessions, we can't unpublish them. So we've got to make sure we're picking the right stuff and get it out in as timely and quick a fashion.
And you
possible.
Fill all the rooms. I mean, there's a physical limit to the number of sessions across.
That's right. And it's not random. It's very scientific. We know how many people will go to the sessions. We have a fairly good idea. We know capacity of the rooms, and that determines really how many sessions we have, how many slots we need to fill, and we spend a lot of time getting the right balance of content for
so this kind of the way you're talking kind of reminds me actually I'm going to reveal my age here, but the days of film when we used to take photos using film, you'd buy a roll of let's say 24 shots.
Yeah.
And I remember the mental process, how am I going to use those 24 shots, because I had a limit. yet I didn't know what I was going to encounter as I got closer to wherever I happened to
and
go.
And you know, so you want to take hundreds of photos.
So I had to kind of save some shots.
That's right.
I mean, with all the new stuff that you know shows up nearer the event, do you have to save some shots for the late coming stuff?
Yes and no. You'll see that we publish a bunch of sessions early on, and then we publish a few sessions as we get closer to the event, for exactly the reason you say, is that PDC is very forward-looking, and a lot of the content isn't even created yet.
Comes late.
Some of the teams don't even know yet what they can and will be able to say, and until they know what they can say, we don't even know if we can include it or not. So we definitely save some stuff for late on in the cycle, just before the event, to publish, that gets some of the core late-breaking content. And without doing that, we just wouldn't be able to put in some of the very interesting future-looking stuff that we include each year.
That's good. So and I know it's a good battle, too, isn't it?
It's a healthy battle.
That's
right.
Good tension to have.
It's part of helping us drive our products and services also. It's really, I view it as a two-way process. It's part of gathering the information so that we can get the content and the sessions we need at the event, but it's also a way for groups to interact amongst each other more broadly where they don't often, and figure out what each group is doing a little more carefully and closely, and allow them to really respond to that in some of the products and services they build. So it's very iterative.
So we talked also on the show about online. We're doing a lot online this year. And I know the sessions aren't just the live sessions. You guys are also assembling some other sessions, some pre-recorded sessions.
And it's going to be, as you said, very interesting online experience. Tune into the website. You'll be seeing a lot more about it and hearing a lot more about it in the next few weeks. But in addition to the live sessions, we'll have some pre-recorded sessions. Something we're doing a little different this year is, since we have fewer live sessions, we're going very deep into the content for the live session. Every year, very consistently, attendees ask us for deeper content.
More technical, deeper.
Much more technical, and we're going to do our best to provide it this year. We're trying to get very deep content for the live sessions from some of the best Microsoft speakers on those topics. And then in addition to that, since we don't have a lot of live session slots, is we're going to release a lot of pre-recorded sessions to really complement that deep live content. And that'll all be released during the event. For anyone watching through the online player, they'll see no real difference. It'll be just like watching another live session. So there'll be a lot of really great content. And in particular at the event live, there'll be a lot of really deep content.
So even if I'm physically at the event and I sit in all the sessions, I know you can't do that, but if you sat in a lot of the sessions, there's even more that are going to be published kind of concurrently,
exactly,
that I could then go back to my hotel and watch.
A lot more to supplement and to complement the live stuff that you see at the event. We want to have a broad content and broad message, just like a regular PDC. There's a lot of content. You'll see all of that at this PDC. It's just a small select part of it will be presented live by, like I said, some of the best speakers at Microsoft, going very deep into some topics.
And of course, one of the benefits of showing up to PDC has always been the Q&A.
Yep.
How are we handling that online?
Very interesting. Again, the online player, there are some interesting capabilities built in. For the first time, there will be two-way communication on the player. So anyone online will be able to actually ask questions in real time. We'll be able to answer some of those in real time. We'll answer some offline. Speakers can actually push information to attendees. So while someone's doing code, they can actually push the code so that people can actually code along.
So like a live download kind of thing.
Basically, or push surveys. So as they're talking about a topic, they can ask questions about that are relevant and get people to respond in real time to it. So there's going to be a very dynamic capability through the player with the speakers and with the attendees, whether you're there at the event or whether you're watching live.
So even if I'm at home, I don't have to feel like I'm not able to ask questions. I can participate kind of as if I was in the room.
Very much so, and we're trying to make that experience so with an online player, so it very much is like you're there attending the event.
And now, are we going to capture all this Q&A for later? Like, will I be able to watch these things later?
And just like we've done in the past, we'll record all of the sessions. All those will be available for download anytime anyone wants to see them. Q&A will be captured as part of that. Any questions that are entered through the online player will also be captured and will be part of the comment thread for the video. So we're capturing all that data and all that information, and it'll all be publicly available.
Nice. So I want to go back to kind of working on the content, because it's as we talked about, it's a tough balance. And you're working with people in the buildings all around us really here, it seems like, and from other areas of the campus coming together. And this is like a weekly thing where you guys talk about content, tune the content?
It's weekly. It covers actually a period of months.